WOS Mobile. WOS, K4OIM. What are you doing, Gabriel? You want to get some bread and milk?
No, I am out running errands, though. I went and filled my truck up with gas. The price of gas is down a little bit over here at the station I use all the time, and so I decided I'd fill my truck up. Got it all topped off. It's ready to go. But I just going around running a few other errands. I had to go out and get some dog food and little dogs out of food. She could eat the big dog's food, but it's not as good for her as what she gets. So I'm going to get her particular brand of dog food and make my little dog happy.
But this morning, came down here and turned the radio over on, fired the heater in here and put me on a pot of coffee. And I said, well, I believe I'll eat me a big bowl of Raisin Bran. I went to get my milk out, and the bubble had popped out on the jug. There's about a half a gallon in it, but it looked like buttermilk. So a little while ago, I went up there and got my grandson. They out of school till Tuesday on account of this COVID thing. I run up here at Foodland. Just gonna get a gallon of milk and get something to eat. I've been wanting some baked sweet potatoes. Man, when I got up there, that parking lot was full. I got the last gallon of milk they had in there. I can't imagine what it's gonna be like tomorrow and Saturday. Most of the dollar stores around here, there's three of them within about a 5-mile radius. They hadn't had any milk in over a week, Gary.
Yes, Walt, people gone crazy. but, you know, they got snow in the forecast, and people really go stupid then, as if they wasn't stupid enough to start with. But we got milk and all that stuff at the house. Like I said, I just need to get some dog food, and I'm going to go over to Lowe's, which is not far from the dog food store. I built me a, I hadn't built it yet, I'm working on it. It's end-fed half-wave antenna. It's got a 49-to-1 baling on it, and I've wound the baling, and I need the little box to put it in, and I'm going to go to Lowe's and get that. Antenna's 134 feet long, but it supposedly does real good. On 80, 40, 20, 10, and said it's kind of marginal on 17, and it works pretty good on 15, but it said it don't work on 30, which is, I've been running 30 meters a lot here lately doing a little CW work, but we'll see how it works. I'm kind of excited about putting up a different antenna, just see if it'll outperform my loop.
Me know how that works out. I might be interested in building me one of those. I've got to get over there and get that beam from you and some other two little objects. I've got to do it before the doctors take all my money. Man, this $45 copay to go see a specialist, it gets kind of expensive when you see it two and three every week. And they still ain't determined exactly what's going on, Gavin.
That sure does get in your pocketbook, don't it?
When I saw Tuesday, I don't want to get you upset or nothing, but you know this could be cancer. I mean, she had no business telling me that. It could be. They've done a biopsy, and I went for all kind of blood work. I don't see how I got any blood left. But I switched from Humana over to WellCare as far as my co-insurance for Medicare. And I went up there and they put me on them oxycodone and ampicillin. And I went in CVS and I had 220s out. And the lady said, that'll be 39 cents. I said, what? 39 cents. That WellCare paid for all of it except 39 cents. I can deal with that.
Anytime you can get your meds a lot cheaper than you can on someplace else, that's the way to do it. And the meds eat you up. I guarantee you, Joy takes several different ones, and her doctor called her in one yesterday. We didn't hear from the people, and she took her last one Tuesday night. And they said, well, yeah, we hadn't heard anything, and it was getting late. So Joy called them about 7 o'clock. Pharmacy closes at 9. They said, oh, we're out of that. And she said, well, why didn't you send me a text message letting me know, you know? And they said, well, we can call around to some of the other stores and see if they've got it. And she said, she said, well, when will you have it in? And they told her it'd be probably Friday, before they know what they had, because they got their truck in on, on Thursday, and so they wouldn't know till Friday, because they had to sort the stuff out and do all that sort of silly trash. But I don't know. She's out of it, but she said she would be all right for a couple of days. I said, okay. And she called her doctor back just to make sure that everything would be okay, and he said, yeah. So I'm hoping they'll get their truck in and get their stuff together so I can go pick it up sometime tomorrow. Before all this crap hits.
SK4, oh, I am. Yeah, I was on some pretty strong pain medication when they put them 6 plates in my neck. But it ain't nothing like what that girl gave me. Them things are, man, they make you so sick at your stomach. Whether you eat or not, they make you sick at your stomach. And Tuesday night, after I called the net, I was stumbling around like I was drunk. I had to call up there and get my daughter to get out of bed and come down here and walk me back up to the house. I was afraid I'd fall out, you know, all these leaves and all. Me staggering around like that. And I don't take them, but I take one in the morning and one at night before I go to bed. And I don't even like driving unless I have to while I'm taking these things. I don't see what these pill heads get out of taking those things. Man, I wouldn't want to feel like that all the time. But yeah, Gabby, you know right off the top of your head how many elements that 2 meter beam is you got?
I got two of them over there, Walt. One's 11 elements, and one's, I think, is, like 13 elements. I can't remember.
This plays out this weekend. I have to get my daughter to drive my truck because, transmission went out in her Chevrolet, and she went and bought her a little old Mazda. I couldn't get no antenna in it. I didn't get her to run me there in my truck and pick it up. Well, I'll let you go, Jerry, and go get your dog food. That's another thing there's a shortage of, is pet food. On the news last night, they was talking about they're having problems getting cat food and all. And I know all the dollar stores around here, I usually get a 30-pound bag of cat food. And all they've had is them little old 4-pound, 6-ounce bags. That's $5 or $6. I can get a 30-pound bag for $19. But they can't seem to get the big bags. So with that, I'll let you go, Gary. KI4DOS K4OIM. I'll be clear on your phone, Gary.
Snows. Don't want you slipping and falling out there in the snow. But enjoyed it, and we'll get together on that stuff. If push comes to shove, I've been thinking about throwing that stuff in the back of the truck and riding over to see you anyway, so I may just do that one of these first days. You take care, and we'll talk at you later. Enjoyed it. That's 73 there, young man. K4OIM, KI4DOS.
JW Mobile.
WK4OIM.
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
You're too good. As long as I got these pain pills, I ain't hurting, but I ain't found out yet exactly what's causing this infection. And they finally, after over 2 months now, back and forth to these specialists, finally choose the the one I saw gave me something for pain. Like I was telling Gary a little while ago, the stuff is so strong, it makes you sick at your stomach. God, it makes you sick at your stomach. And you walk like you're drunk, but without the effect of being drunk. You getting any flying in, Dave?
About that. I hope they figure that out real quick. No, I haven't done any in days. It's either been wet or cold. Really cold or really wet. Nothing in between. Just came from the Ingles store, though, and man, it's a madhouse over there. And you know what? A lot of the cupboards are bare. You got to get alternates. Just about everything I went after, I had to get an alternate. It's kind of like a third world country over here now.
This morning came down here to the shack and fired the heat up, fed my cats. And I said, well, I put on a pot of coffee. And I said, I believe I'll eat me a big bowl of Raisin Bran. And I reached in the refrigerator to get my milk, and it looked like buttermilk. And it will bubble on the side and popped out. So my grandson, he's out of school till Tuesday on account of they don't have enough teachers to staff the classes. I got him up, and we went up here to the food line. I was just going to get a gallon of milk and a few little odds and ends, but man, that parking lot was packed. I bet I stood in line trying to get checked out for 45 minutes, and I got the last gallon of milk they had in there. And I went down some of the aisles, man, they was nothing in there hardly. And there's $3 stores around here within, I'd say, 4, maybe 5 mile radius. And they had any milk in over a week. And they don't have any pet food whatsoever in the Dollar Generals.
Kind of rough. I got the last two heads of lettuce they had at Ingles, and the two people behind me got the last ground chuck. I got some before them. There were no cucumbers. Couldn't find any tomato sauce. It's getting hard. I'm going to have to make another trip out. I got a whole bunch of substitutes. I'm going to have to get Amy to look at the substitute stuff that I got. Tell me if that'll work. If that won't work, then I have to make a new list and head out to another store. This hunter-gatherer thing starting to come back to us. Well, anyway, I'm about home, so this is going to be my last one. But anyway, I hope that infection gets better soon enough. They figure out what that is and get you the right medicine subscribed. Good to hear from you, though.
Looking out the window in my shack, the guy across the street is putting 4 5-gallon kerosene cans in the back of his truck. I know we'll lose power up here, so usually if it rains or just thunders, we lose power, but I've got my shack set up on solar, and as long as I keep them solar panels clean, maybe I can keep the power on down here, and my stove, it runs off of propane. I got 3 tanks out there. I'm ready for it. I don't know about my daughter and my grandson up there in the house if they lose power. They'll probably cuddle up down here in the shack with me. I might get them interested in ham radio. Now, I'll let you go, Dave. W4DJWK4OIM73 today.
Take care, Walt. 73W4DJW.
Daddy Bear, are you there? I lost him. He never says that.
They're going to continue to do it, so just, like I say, ignore it, talk over them. KB2HXS Mobile said that.
Shut up. Where are you? Shut up. Where are you?